In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's idol and number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, Joe Palooka. Well, friends, like millions of other American boys and girls, Joe and his pal Jerry Leamy are back from the wars, back from winning the toughest fight any men have ever fought. Joe's sweetheart, Ann, is on leave from overseas service with the Red Cross. And Joe's manager, Nobby Walsh, is at his side once more. As we join our friends now, we find them all under the huge lights of New York's Yankee Stadium, where Joe is defending his world's heavyweight championship for the first time since he went into uniform 4 years ago. In just a moment, we'll present Episode 1, The 15th Round. But first... And now we take you to New York's Yankee Stadium for a blow-by-blow description of the Joe Palooka, Al Wilson championship fight. Take it away, Yankee Stadium.
Well, fans, here we are about to go into the 15th and final round of the first heavyweight championship fight in 4 years. And I can say right now it's an upset. It's an upset because we're going into the 15th round. No one from Stillman's gym to the Mexican border expected this fight to go the distance. The champ, Joe Palooka, was a tremendous top-heavy favorite to knock out the contender, Al Wilson, early in the fight. But here it is. That was the 10-second warning buzzer for the 15th round, and don't think this crowd, the biggest gate in boxing history, isn't restless. They're crying for the kill, but Champ Joe doesn't look like he's going to deliver. There's been some clever boxing and fast mixing, but there's the bell for the final round of this championship fight between Joe Palooka and Al Wilson, and back to Dan Duffy.
Okay, Bill. Both fighters come out slowly. The crowd here, however, jammed to the rafters, is really restless. They don't seem to understand it. For a couple of big boys who fought through the war, neither one shows much of the killer instinct tonight. And that's what this mob wants. Palooka now leads with two light left jabs to Wilson's face. Wilson counters with the right to the body. None of the punches seem to carry too much steam, though, and the crowd's anxious. Palooka moves in now. There's a left and a right in the midsection, and Wilson gives ground. A long left by Joe to the heart, and Wilson falls into a clinch and hangs on. Good punches by Palooka, but they didn't raise the big red welts on Wilson's body like the pre-war Palooka punches used to. Referee Arthur Donovan steps in and the boys break clean. Wilson throws a right hook. That boy is far from through. Another long right to Palooka's face. But Joe rides the punch neatly, ducks a left cross and blocks another right to the jaw with his glove. Joe's defense is beautiful tonight, but that's evidently not what the crowd came to see. Not much more than a minute left. Palooka moves in again with those quick left jabs. That wicked right of his is caught, but Joe hasn't thrown it much tonight. There's another hard left by Palooka, and Al Wilson staggers back on that one. Joe isn't rushing him, though, and the crowd's on their feet. There's a hard right by Palooka, and Wilson ducks. Takes off a left cross. Don't kid yourself, Wilson's fighting a smart fight tonight. The champ moves in again, and Wilson reaches out with a hard right to Palooka's head. But it doesn't seem to faze Joe. Joe faints with his left and lands a hard right on the gut. Wilson staggers back against the rope, but Joe Palooka doesn't move in. Wilson shakes his head and goes into a clinch again. The crowd's mad and getting madder. There isn't much time, and Al Wilson's far from through. Pushes Joe away, tosses with a looming left. Joe rocks him with a left of his own and a right cross and a left again. And again they're in a clinch, and again they break. Wilson moves back, but Joe doesn't rush him. Champ just reaches out with that long left, takes a step in, hooks a right, and there's the bell, the final bell. And while Harry Ballow collects the referees and judges' decision on the world championship fight, back to Bill New York.
Thank you, Dan Duffy. And so help me, I have never seen a boxing crowd more aroused. And it's a strange, amazing thing, for this fight was a beautiful boxing match throughout, clean and hard fought. Still, as you know, everyone and his brother expected Joe Palooka to win by a knockout. In fact, most everyone here at the ringside seems to think Palooka should have made Al Wilson kiss the canvas tonight. Don't get me wrong. It was a good, clean fight, and hard punches were thrown. But it wasn't the Joe Palooka we used to
know. Sorry to interrupt, Bill, with the microphones being lowered. Harry Ballow's in the center of the ring, and I think we're all ready for the official decision. Here's boxing history for you. For the first time in his sensational career, Joe Palooka's being booed. Yes, even though he's a winner, the crowd's really down on him. Believe it or not, Joe Palooka's being booed. And I wonder how the champ is going to take this.
out. The champ ain't seeing nobody. Hey, you cops, get this mob back. Nobody in the dressing room, see?
All right, you know. Let's move back.
It's all right, officer. Here's my press pass.
I'm sorry, boys. Not even the sports writers.
Well, you can't keep out the sports writers. It's Nobby out of his mind.
Just for a few minutes now. Out. O-W-T, out.
What's going on in there? A payoff?
And, all right. That does it. That does it. Now you ain't getting it.
You heard him. Now move back.
All right. Come on. Get out back now. Come on. Come on. Get back. What a bunch of guys. You know, I think those scribblers don't eat very well. They're strictly from hunger, but strictly. Why, I bet you they take...
Quiet, Jerry.
Huh? Oh, sure, Nobby, I just...
Quiet. Here, let me cut the tape off your hands, Joey.
Nobby.
Yeah, Joe?
They booed me.
Ah, it's all part of the game, kid.
They booed me, Nobby, and they meant it.
They didn't mean nothing. Forget it.
They booed me.
Oh, Bradshaw, they booed you. They booed a lot of guys. They booed Lincoln and Jefferson. They even booed Jack Dempsey.
It's not just the booing, Jerry. It's what they're thinking. What all of you are thinking. The sports writers and Ann and everybody.
Help me. I don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
All of you think I carried Al Wilson. That I wasn't giving my best out there tonight. Everybody thinks I should have knocked him out. That I didn't knock him out on purpose.
Ah, don't be crazy.
Yeah, you talk like you're punchy, Joe.
No. I could tell. Right after the fight. It wasn't just the booing. Coming up the aisle, I saw Ann and... She sort of smiled at me as if she understood. As if she was saying, I think you did right anyhow. But, Nobby, there's nothing to understand. There isn't any anyhow. I tried my best. I fought clean and hard.
Sure you did, Joe.
Besides, how could Ann say things just by looking at you? That left hook into 15th must have got you groggy, Joe.
I fought clean and hard.
Sure you did, Joe. Now, lay down here and relax. Jerry, get the shower ready.
Right, Nobby. Coming right up.
Sure, I'll admit it, Joe. A lot of them expected you to KO Wilson, but they underestimated him. And they forget it's been a long, long time since you fought in the ring. You've had some tougher fighting on your hands. You're just not in the peak of condition yet, Joe, but still you
Thank
won.
Thank you, Nobby. Thank you. Only I can't believe you. I'll tell you why.
The shower's all set, Joe. That'll make you feel better.
Jerry. Yeah, Joe. Jerry, do you remember on the way to the dressing room, what was it you said to that fellow who said I was all washed up?
Did I say something to someone?
Yep, Jerry. You said if Joe wanted to, he could have hit that Wilson in the nose so hard he'd breathe out the other side of his head. But you didn't think Joe wanted to hit him that hard. That's what you said, Jerry.
Are you sure I said that, Joe?
Uh-huh.
I was just trying to be funny.
You're killing me.
Maybe you were right, Jerry. Maybe I didn't want to hit him that hard. Maybe I didn't want to fight him at all.
Forget it, kid. You won. It's all over. You won fair and square. You're still the champion. Now forget this.
Will you, Nobby?
Huh?
Will you forget it?
Why, sure.
Then why did you keep the sports writers out? You've never done that before. Why are you afraid to let them in now? Are you afraid they might accuse us of something?
I'm not afraid, Joe. And there's nothing to accuse us of. You're just tired. You're upset.
I wished you'd let the sports writers come in, Nobby.
Now, look, Joe.
We've never kept them out before. It isn't right, Nobby. I wished you'd let them in. No kidding.
They probably don't want to come in anyhow. They're probably all gone home already.
Yeah, they must have all went home. I'll go see.
What's going on here? Where's Joe? I want to see him.
Once enough, Jerry.
Okay, you.
This one's going to be one too many, Nobby.
Hello, Hopper. I'm sorry we kept you waiting.
Forget that polite, innocent line, Joe. What did you pull off tonight?
What do you mean by that, Crackhopper?
Listen, Nobby, there isn't a sports writer in New York who doesn't think Joe was holding back tonight. Well, I just don't think it. I know Joe was carrying Wilson, and I also know why.
Of all the...
Hopper, you're going to get bounced so hard...
Hold it, Jerry. What do you mean, Hopper?
Oh, you're interested, huh, Joe?
What do you mean?
Just this. Last night, Blackie Ballinger and his gambling syndicate decided to put up a lot of dough, at even money, mind you, that Wilson would last the 15 rounds. Well, naturally, Blackie and his boys got a lot of takers. I thought it was kind of funny that only a rotten gambling ring would bet on the fight to go 15 rounds, so I had one of our boys stick close to Blackie Ballinger all through the fight. And as soon as it was over, he overheard Blackie say to one of his sidekicks to be sure to see to it that Joe Palooka gets a real fine present for his nice cooperation with the syndicate.
Now, wait a minute. Are you incinerating Joe carried the fight for Blackie Ballinger and his rotten outfit? Are you trying to say that we were working with those dirty crooks?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Nobby.
You don't mean that, Hopper. It's a lie.
We'll let the police and the boxing commission determine that. In the meantime, my paper is going to call it to their attention.
Nobby Walsh and company involved in gambling fix. Joe Palooka, a fraud. See you in morning edition, boys. Pleasant dreams.
Pleasant dreams. Joe Palooka, a fraud. A gambling fix. It certainly looks bad for Joe.
Well, before we tell you about tomorrow's episode, listen. For the first time in his long and muddled career, Joe Palooka faces an accusation of dishonesty. Are even Nobby, Jerry, and Dan sure of Joe's innocence? How will Joe react? What's the real inside story behind the Al Wilson fight? Don't miss Blackie Comes a-Callin', the next thrilling episode in the story of...